Hey, Valentine, Victoria speaking.
Oh my God. It's
Oh
the
my
only
God, I
reason
know.
why I call on Tuesdays. Just,
Bullshit.
I call every Tuesday, and you're not always even there, Victoria.
Oh yeah, I know.
Because sometimes I call, and it's like, I'm so disappointed. It's because somebody else will answer.
I'm here or not. Yeah, you don't ask, though.
That's right. How are you?
I'm very well.
Really? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Happy holidays
How
to
are
you.
Yeah, lovely.
I'm good.
Good.
I shot a giant buck, so I'm, like, out of my mind excited about that. I'm a diehard hunter, so.
Oh, wow, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's exciting. I tried to come down a few Tuesdays ago, but my kids got sick, and.
I heard.
It was kind of a nightmare, to be honest with you. I had to cancel, like, at the last minute.
We heard.
So, what's happening? Tell me everything. How is everything?
You know, thriving. Surviving.
Are you really? Thriving and surviving. Nice. How was, I saw you, I don't know, what did I see? Your kids were dressed up for Halloween. You had a nice Halloween.
Yeah, we did.
That's really fun.
Busy.
Really? Yeah, I mean, listen, with the kids and it gets crazy.
What do they want for Christmas?
Yeah, what are you guys doing for Christmas for them?
He already got the one thing he wanted already, so I'm not really sure.
That kind of stuff. What do you get?
A remote control light up a monster truck.
Oh, dang. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. And his birthday is December 20th.
Oh, nice.
A Hulk a birthday party.
Okay, that'll do. You'll have fun. That'll be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Amazing. All right, well, listen, I need Elva quick because she's driving me insane.
What?
Yeah.
How is that ever possible?
She's so wishy-washy on. She's like, quote me, quote me, quote me. All she wants is quotes
Listen,
on diamonds.
Take it easy on her. It's her mother's anniversary of her death.
Oh,
so.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'll be
we're
easy.
We're in that way, you know?
That's right. I appreciate that. You're such
okay,
a kind
so.
Person, Victoria. Such
I know.
A kind
it's painful.
You little No, it's not. Well, listen, I would love to, one of these days, I'll make it down to see you. But even better than that, you should come to one of the shows. You should come to Las Vegas with Elva.
Honey, I did it for years. My time is up.
I know, but listen, it would be so worth it. Tell Elva, when she comes, we go out.
I did it all. I ran the show. I know.
Well, I'm just saying, but not with me around. And I'm a different person. I'm a lot more fun
you know what?
Than
this
it was back then.
Up. My time has come up.
All right, I understand. One of these days, I have a good feeling. One of these days about us, I have a good feeling, Victoria.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
I'm getting her. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Until your heart's on fire. And a diamond is just a diamond, unless its heart's on fire. Because there's a difference you can see. And the way it sparkles like no other. And the way it's cut and polished.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not, you know, like, it's a shitty day.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking about you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What was it, 1 year or anniversary, right?
1 year.
Yeah,
yes.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Bummer. It is
I'm
what it
so
is.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I just want to call and say I was thinking of you, and I hope you're doing okay. This guy, what was it? He was, like, looking out.
Well, she likes the Sylvie mounting that we have.
Okay.
However, he got a price at Ross in Scranton, whatever, and the price in Scranton was an SVS, no fluorescence, XX, for $12,000. And, at any rate, he wanted to buy the diamond and the mounting in the same place. Of course, his aunt works at Ross. That complicates things.
Yeah, but Ross, there's...
Ross.
I know the store. It's
I know,
not
but it
barely
works
even though. A jewelry, it's barely even a jewelry store, Ella.
I know.
It's like a pawn shop more than anything. It's a junk store.
I know.
I think
but
they're screwing with him.
We have the mounting that he wants.
Oh.
We have a Sylvie mounting. So he may just buy the diamond there. We said, okay. By the time in there, we'll set it. I mean, what are you gonna say? I can't meet the price.
Right. Do you think maybe she's Listen, but there's that one stone. Hang on a second, because there's that one stone, the FGVS1. It's only 9,000. It's only $8,900. If you put $2,000 on it, you could sell it for $1,000.
I put less on. You know, I mean, I found an FVS, but I put less on it than that. I put $1,500 on it. It was still too much money. I mean, he wants. You know, the deal on the diamond is something we can't beat. Apparently, we can't sell him an FVS1. XX, no floor, for $12,000. We can't.
But what I am saying is you could sell him a GVS1 XX for $10,500 and still make $2,000.
But that's not what he wants.
Okay, if that's the case, like, you know, you can see.
We could offer that up. But,
yeah, it's at email. It's private ID 296-242. I have it. It's on the thing. It's only $89 your cost. I'll give it to you for $89.63. I'll give it to you for $85.
He may find it appealing and want to take a look. I will offer that up.
Offer it and see, and let me know. Listen, we got to fight, right? I mean, try and fight it one time and go from there.
We try. One more time. Okay, I'll give it one more shot. It's actually Danielle's customer.
Oh,
good. He's on the phone with her. He's all angsty about this.
Well, tell him not to be worried, just to come look. Say, listen, you don't have to be anxious, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, let me know. I'm here. You're the best.
Okay.
Bye.